CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Documentary State Organ Screening wakes up audiences on China's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. On September 20th, dozens of local residents took part in the screening of the award-winning documentary State Organs at the White Rock Community Center, with attendees calling for action in stopping the state-sanctioned practice of forced organ harvesting of prisoners of conscience in China.
纪录片《国有器官卑诗》放映，观众欲制止中共活摘器官暴行。9月20日，数十位当地居民参加了在卑诗省白石镇社区中心举行的获奖纪录片《国有器官》的放映活动。观众们呼吁采取行动，制止中共政权支持的对良心犯进行强制摘取器官的暴行。
Judy Van Kevik, founder and CEO of International Project for Manner and Civility, said after viewing the film that the documentary opened her eyes up. She told the film producer Cindy Song, "Thank you for making this movie and waking us up here in BC as to the evils of the forced organ transplants. Real people have lost their brother, their sister, husbands disappeared, and children disappeared. It's terrible."
国际礼仪与文明项目创始人兼首席执行官朱迪·范凯维奇在观看影片后表示，这部纪录片让他看到中共的邪恶。他对影片制片人宋美欣说，感谢你拍摄了这部影片，让我们在加拿大卑诗省的人认识到强制器官移植的邪恶。影片呈现的是真实的人失去了他们的兄弟姐妹，丈夫和孩子离奇失踪，这太可怕了。
Van Kevik added, "I just hope that as Canadians, we will come around this film and stand up for our common humanity."
范凯维奇还说，我真心希望作为加拿大人，我们能够围绕这部影片团结起来，为我们共同的人性挺身而出。
State Organs, directed by Raymond Jiang, depicts the story of two families in search of their young relatives who were taken into police custody for practicing Falun Gong, a meditative practice that has been heavily persecuted in China since 1999.
由张永进执导的纪录片《国有器官》讲述了两个家庭寻找失踪亲人的故事。这些年轻人因修炼法轮功而被中共警方非法关押。自1999年以来，法轮功在中国一直受到残酷迫害。
In their two-decade search for their relatives within China's prison system, families undercover evidence of a systematic government-run organ harvesting operation involving the removal of organs from living prisoners, mainly Falun Gong practitioners, for profit and as a form of torture.
在长达20年的寻找亲人过程中，两个家庭在中共的监狱系统中发现了大量证据，揭示出中共大规模活摘法轮功学员器官用于移植以谋取暴利的黑幕。
Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a traditional Chinese spiritual discipline combining meditative exercises and moral teachings based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Introduced in China on May 13th of 1999, it is currently practiced in more than 100 countries worldwide.
法轮功也称为法轮大法， 是一种包括打坐等练功动作及提升道德修养的中国传统修炼功法，其核心理念是真善忍。法轮功由李洪志先生于1992年5月13日在中国公开传授，目前已传播至全球100多个国家和地区，拥有众多修炼者。
The persecution of Falun Gong in China was launched in 1999 by then Chinese Communist Party CCP leader Jiang Zemin, who saw the practice's widespread popularity and spiritual tenets as being at odds with the party's officially atheist stance and a threat to the CCP's authority. Since 1999, practitioners who refused to give up the practice have been subject to severe persecution, with reports of torture, forced labor, physical and sexual abuse, and forced organ harvesting.
1999年7月，时任中共党魁江泽民因惧怕广受欢迎的法轮功及其倡导的精神信仰令无神论的中共失去民心，害怕失去自己手中的权力，发起了对法轮功的血腥镇压。自1999年以来，拒绝放弃信仰的法轮功修炼者遭受了严重迫害，有国际人权组织记录的案例包括酷刑、强迫劳役、体罚、性侵犯以及强制摘取器官等。
Michelle Molyneux, an entrepreneur and youth advocate who attended the screening, called on governments around the world to speak up against forced organ harvesting in China.
出席放映会的企业家和青年倡导者米歇尔·莫利诺呼吁世界各国政府站出来，反对中共强制摘取器官。
I actually wanted to cry quite a lot. It's completely inhumane.And we should learn to love and respect one another, she said. I think government agencies around the world really do need to come together and say this kind of practice needs to stop.
他说，我其实非常想哭，这完全是非人道的。我们应该学会彼此尊重与相爱。我认为全球各地的政府机构真的应该团结一致，明确表态。强制活摘器官必须停止。
The issue of forced organ harvesting in China was first revealed in 2006 when whistleblowers began to come forward.
中共强制摘取器官的罪恶最早在2006年被曝光，当时有举报人首次站出来揭露真相。
One of them was Annie Alias, who told a 2006 press conference in Washington, D.C. that her ex-husband, a Chinese neurosurgeon, had removed corneas from living Falun Gong practitioners at a hospital in Shijiazhuang in northeastern China, and that the victims' bodies were thrown into incinerators, sometimes while they were still alive.
在2006年华盛顿特区举行的一次记者会上，一名叫安妮的女士指控说，她的前夫是一名神经外科手术医生，在苏家屯的一家医院工作，他活摘了法轮功学员的眼角膜，受害者的身体被焚毁，有时受害者还没死亡。
The organ procurement practice was confined in 2019 by the China Tribunal in London, an independent panel of lawyers and experts. It concluded that forced organ harvesting has been committed for years throughout China on a significant scale, and Falun Gong practitioners have been one and probably the main source of organ supply.
2019年，伦敦的一个由律师和专家组成的独立法庭在经过一年的调查后得出结论，认定大规模强摘器官已在全中国进行多年，而被拘留的法轮功学员是器官的主要来源。
In May 2025, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Falun Gong Protection Act, which includes provisions to sanction individuals implicated in forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners.The bill is currently before the Senate.
2025年5月，美国众议院通过了法轮功保护法案， 其中包括对涉及从法轮功修炼者身上强制摘取器官的个人实施制裁的条款。目前该法案正在参议院审议中。
Canadian lawmakers passed related legislation in 2022, introducing amendments to the Criminal Code and the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act to combat forced organ harvesting, organ transplant tourism, and organ trafficking. The act made it a criminal offense for any Canadian citizen or permanent resident to travel abroad to receive an organ from a non-consenting donor.
加拿大国会议员则早在2022年通过了相关立法，对刑法和移民与难民保护法进行了修订，以打击强制器官摘取、器官移植旅游以及器官贩运行为。该法律规定，加拿大公民或永久居民若前往海外接受来自未同意捐献者的器官，将构成刑事犯罪。
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Hershey, and now it's time for us to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Scott Anthony Andrews, and the music.Piece is called Jazz on the Harbor, which was written in celebration of a Halifax Jazz Festival. The piece is from the album titled I Don't Do Lazy Like That, which was released in February 2018.
听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的大千秀的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Scott Anthony Andrews 演奏的一首乐曲，名字叫做 Jazz on the Harbor， 希望你喜欢。
Seattle Tugboat's been listening to jazz on the waves, cut his teeth onLives on the pier for sunburned years. He's soaking up jazz. Saltwater sacks been blowing. Smokestack in bass been a booming. With high hat soft hits like waves tickling.Jazz on the harbor. Jazz on the harbor. Theo holds court as he listens to the quartet Ranelli in his 16. Adam's on his 6 at the spats in Halifax.Smooth as morning water, slipping and sliding from bones. With laid back jazz brushing, like tiny tiles rushing, he's a jazz in cool heat. Jazz on the harbor, jazz on the harbor.
is a song from Shred Kelly, and it's called Jupiter. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Shred Kelly 演唱的歌曲 Jupiter。
Into the blue, made some changes. into the blue.
Just heard is called Into the Blue, and it's from Kim Doolittle's recently released album, also titled Into the Blue, which was released in February 2018. And next is a song called Gai Huan, and it's vocals nice by Chen Shuhua. Hope you enjoy. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是由 Kim Doolittle 演唱的 Into the Blue。 接下来请大家欣赏由陈淑华演唱的歌曲改换。 The song by 齐豫 and it's called 乡间小路 which means a path in the countryside. 接下来请大家欣赏来自齐豫演唱的歌曲乡间小路。